Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. Today we have an interesting topic, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat, the training wheels are off now. We're really going to have to do what we have to do. The training wheels are off. The topic today is, what does the code book say? And we will have Mr. Fuller address that, along with your questions, along with your Gmails. But before you ask Mr. Neely Fuller any questions and get his suggestions, have you read the code book? He's broken it down into 9 different areas of people activity. Have you read it before you ask him any questions to see what he suggests? You need to do that. Or are you just asking just to be asking, maybe to hear your voice all over the world? The training wheels are off. We're going to hit it hard today. What does the code book say to you? To get in contact with the show, call 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also call, yeah, well, we said 1-800-1-877-932-9766. You can also go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, then type in the word radio, and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and then you're there. While you're there, hit the subscribe and like button. We would prefer you go to the TalktainmentRadio.com radio homepage and then hit listen live. That's all you have to do. You're there. Hit the like and subscribe button there. 7 Mr. Bob, excuse me. 7 Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y at gmail.com. And also you can go to the facebook.com/TalkTainment and you're all there. Okay, all that is out of the way. By the way, that was for the replay of the show. Okay. We're going to talk about Mr. Fuller's book. He will explain that more in detail at the 45-minute mark. But it is important, especially for those of you who are on YouTube, I'm holding up the book, that you get this book and read it and understand it for whatever questions you may have, to see what he suggests in those 9 areas of people activity. He will explain those 9 areas or go over them or mention them several times during this 2-hour broadcast. And speaking of that, before we go to Mr. Fuller, donate. We need your donations for the second hour. For the second hour of the compensatory concept. This is what you want. You said you like it. I enjoy doing it. Mr. Fuller enjoys answering the question. But nothing is free in this life. We need you to do that. So donate. We have a donate button there, yellow button. And, of course, the announcement will be made later on in the program. Okay, all that out the way, because you didn't come to hear me. You come to hear what Mr. Fuller has to say, and so did I. So let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
You're still learning. Yes, indeedy. Okay, Mr. Fuller, the topic has been chosen. What does the code book say? Now, you have written this code, suggestions, and you try to include as many things in there as possible to keep us focused on what we're supposed to be focused on in the defeat of white supremacy, ushering in justice. Mr. Fuller, what does it mean to you when the question is raised, what does the code book say? Or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the code book was invented, the one that I invented. So lots of code books, it's not called by that name, but any instructions about how to solve problems is a code book. Any type of auto mechanics book, or any type of book about how to be a doctor, or how to be a farmer, or how to do anything, to accomplish anything. If you go about some procedures for getting it done, that's considered to be a code. So when it comes to the race problem, all books, either directly or indirectly, about the race problem should be designed, or the author should have in mind, certainly I had it in mind, to try to come up with solutions to what is considered to be a problem. All books that how to do books are considered to be code books, you might say, for how to solve problems. So I tried to write one, simply starting off with my intention was to just give myself some direction, starting with myself. What do I do? How do I handle certain situations on a daily basis? So I wrote the first 6 pages for myself, and that was the beginning of what I later called a code of behavior, and trial and error. And I did a lot of crossings out, things that I tried that didn't work very well, and I had to make adjustments, and that 6 pages turned out to be 13 pages, and then it ballooned up to something like 30 pages, and then it came to around 1,300 pages when I finally decided I was going to distill it into the 1984 version of it. Before then, it was just a whole bunch of scattered papers and notes, which is how I think some things come together. People, when they're trying to invent something or trying to solve a problem or try to deal with something, you just write notes to yourself, reminders. I mean, like going to the grocery store, you just jot down some notes because you say, the last time I went to the store, I forgot to get some onions, and I keep forgetting that. So you make a note to yourself. And so that is a code, really. I mean, because you're talking about how to solve a problem, and you're going to formalize it. And you're going to make sure that this time when you leave, you're not going to leave out the onions, because you kept going to the store, coming back. You never had the onions. You always left that, trying to make a mental note of it. You had a mental note in your mind of the other items. So you decided to just put that on the list. Make sure that the onions are on the list. So that list becomes a code. And so every time you go, you take out your list. Make sure that you don't walk out of the store without the onions again. And that's basically what the formula for the code was. And that is, how do you solve this thing called the race problem? And how does an individual do it on a daily basis? Because you're an individual. You're not with people all the time, or around people who can speak up for you or do this or do that or tell you what to do. So if you don't have a person there to tell you what to do about anything, history has shown that people make notes. And a thing called writing was invented to remind the person, just like getting the onions, of what to do, what not to do, so that you don't get lost and you can handle something in an orchestrated way or a codified way, I might say. And it just means a way of getting things done. Getting things done. People always, you know, getting out of the hand-wringing thing, always scratching your head, trying to How do I do this? How do I go about handling this? And so if you think about it and then put something together where you trial and error it, you try this and see if it works, or try that and see if it works, and reject those things that don't work and keep those things that do work, and then you get in the habit of doing that. And if you keep it jotted down, because there's an old saying, the worst pencil in the world is better than the best memory. And this is why all down through history, people have tried to put things in books and on paper and whatnot, right on the side of a wall or something, as reminders, because your memory doesn't always serve you well. They found that out by trial and error. So you codify things by writing them down. And so books like, you know, Bibles and all that type of thing, handyman books, books on how to build a house, books on how to fix a car, you have to have that. You say, well, where's the book on this? I mean, you know, where's, you know, this model car? Where's the guidebook? Well, how do you start it? How do you repair it? What needs to be repaired? How do you maintain it? These are code books. And so a counter-racist code, which means a book that's designed to help you get rid of racism, is nothing but just a formalized way of going about doing things, hopefully. The race problem has never been solved, but we have to put something down about how do you go about solving it if you intend to solve it. And I tried to address mine to the individual person.
Okay. All right, our topic today for April the 17th, 2019, what does the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept book say to address your questions?
Well, that's a long, basic title.
I know, but you said earlier, and I did put code down, but then you said there are all kind of codes. So that prompted me to go specifically, since you went there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
All right.
So I gave it that long title, and when I gave it that title, I looked at it and I said, my goodness, that title is absolutely too long.
Right.
The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. Come on, Fuller.
Yes.
You wouldn't want to deal with that yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, that's too cumbersome.
Okay.
I mean, what does it mean?
Okay.
And so I said, well, I'm going to shorten it. So I called it the code.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's what I did at the beginning of
right.
it when I announced the
yes.
code. All right. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Good morning, Mr. Fuller. This is Joe Carter from Harlem. I had a quick comment and a quick question. The comment is the American DOS, which American Descendants of Slaves, which was coined by Yvette Cornell and Antonio Moore. In my perspective, in my view, I believe that they're not really acting for this is a topic on reparations. They're not really asking for reparations. From my view, they're asking for a compensatory investment investment request, if I said that correctly. And I think that's what they're advocating, it seems, as each victim in each, I'll say, cell block, which would be country, it should be advocating for their prospective warden to give them a compensatory investment request. And I've been told, listen to Gus T. Renegade on The Cows, he had mentioned that he's spoken to you about is reparations and compensatory investment requests the same thing? So that's my question.
That is your question?
Yeah, my question is the same question that Gus T. Renegade asked him is reparations and compensatory investment requests the same thing?
Basically, yes, because all you're doing is you're asking for something. If, as prisoners of war, that's another term that I trying to emphasize, because a lot of black people can relate to being in prison, which all black people on the planet here in 2019 are in the prison system called the system of white supremacy. We have always been that ever since the beginning of the system of white supremacy, whenever that was. So we're in prison, whether we know it or not. Prison just means you're confined, you're restricted, you're told go here, go there, immigrate here, immigrate there. No, you can't cross this border. I'll go to the people who are the masters, the white supremacists of the black people of this planet, say, I go where I please. You go where I let you go. There are no borders for white supremacists. White supremacists don't know anything about borders except the ones that they make. They make borders for everybody of color. And so the people who are bordered, they have to ask for permission to move here, to move from this neighborhood to another one, to move from this so-called nation to another. And whom do they ask? Do they just take up, you know, just pick up and start walking and just walk, go anywhere they please? No. The white supremacist says, so he's, wait a minute, you're fixing to pick up and go somewhere? You black people are going to pick up and go somewhere on my planet? You think this is going to walk around on my planet? I rule the planet, boy. You think you're just going to pick up your rags or whatever little bit of so-called property that you have, which you don't really have anything that I didn't give you or allow you to have, and you think you're going to pick up and move just on any given Thursday and go where you please? No, absolutely not, without my permission. And so then you say, well, you as a white person, who do you get permission from? Oh, I permit myself. Can't you see that? There are no borders for me. I walk across anybody's border, unannounced, in the middle of the night, and kick down your door and ask you, what are you doing here? Because I didn't give you a recent permit. And then you got to shake and quake and beg, getting back to the point of making requests. See, we have to ask for everything. We don't do anything on our own. And we have to ask whom? The masters of this planet in the form of people. Now, there are masters. There's a master of the planet called the Creator. But when it comes to people and black people, we have a master 24/7, wherever you are on the planet called Earth. And all of the evidence, don't believe what Neely Fuller says, but all of the evidence shows this. I don't care where you are, what island you're on, where you think you're hiding in some cave or something. The white supremacists have already mapped that cave, if it's worth anything at all. And the white supremacists know you're in there, and they can make you move anytime they get ready. Now, that's what we're talking about, making requests. So if you want to make a request to come out of that cave and go anywhere, or come out of that island and go anywhere, and directly and indirectly, you're going to get the permission of the white supremacists, or you're going to feel the white supremacists' wrath of you having not gotten that permission.
All righty. We're talking today, Wednesday, April the 17th, 2019. We're talking about what does the code book say. And we're having Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. address those. But at this particular time, TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Here's three I'm going to get right off the bat. It's your time to travel. Of course, the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. that you are now listening to. And Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. Yes, yours truly here. Now, these shows are all exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all we would like for you to do is to sample the shows or give a listen to it to see if you like it. Some will, some won't. It doesn't matter as long as you at least tune in to see what the various show hosts have to say in the various topics. But you're not going to know that unless you sample the shows and give a listen. Again, these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and there is a whole list of all the programs that are on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And this comes from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., who was live from Washington, D.C., answering your questions by suggestions. And we're talking about on this April the 17th, 2019, the code book. What does the code book have to say concerning your questions? 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with the show. And let's start off with this one from the Gmails. It says this comes from, and I have a very difficult time pronouncing this Gmail, but I'm gonna say GJ8 wrote this in for you to address Mr. Fuller, which I think you just did, but I'm going to do it anyway. It says, Mr. Bobby, please ask Mr. Fuller to comment on the ADOS, American Descendants of Slavery Reparation Movement. Thank you.
Oh, I'm not familiar with them. I haven't even heard of, is it a group or what? Because I'm not familiar with them at all. I have heard a lot about people asking for reparations, which is, in my, if I want to address it at all, I say it is the same as compensation for damages done. Repair means, reparations means repair.
Mm-hmm.
Compensation means the same thing, basically. I've used the word compensation, but I say that if we're going to have a compensatory program for what we call slavery, we're really talking about racism, because slavery is racism. Racism is slavery. I mean, rather, racism is slavery, but not all slavery is racism. But since when it came to non-white people and white people here on the planet Earth, a system of white supremacy was set up, so that was based on color. So that was nothing but slavery based on what color a person was. So if you're going to repair the damage that was done as a result of that, the deprivation, all of the things that should not have happened, because slavery should never have existed anyway,
mm-hmm,
for anybody,
mm-hmm,
on the planet, people should have figured out a way to cooperate with each other on a basis other than slavery.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. So slavery has taken all kinds of forms among all kinds of people down through the whole history of the world. But the slavery that was inflicted by the system of white supremacy turned out to be the most powerful and the most awesome and the most efficient when it came to getting things done. And it destroyed millions of people and still does on a daily basis. One way or another, destroys their minds, for one thing. It's not the best system. A system of justice would be the better system.
Yes, sir.
So in order to repair that, you actually have to, you can't pay that off in cash. Let's get that straight right from the beginning. That's in my opinion.
Yes, sir.
No cash can repair that. You have to repair people's minds. You have to repair everything, all of the destruction of people, the millions of people, all of the so-called wars, which were nothing but battles once the system of white supremacy was set up. It's just one war. That's the war between those who believe in racism and those who don't. And everything
that is called a war since the beginning of white supremacy is nothing but a battle inside of that so-called war. Because in a war, that's what you have. You have battles.
Yes, sir.
And these battles have just gone on by different names. But it all meant the same thing.
Yes, sir.
If it was directly or indirectly about color.
Okay.
And just about every battle was. So the repair job is an ongoing generational thing. People are thinking of these repairs as being just some type of one-shot project. Oh, no. This has got to be an ongoing thing, almost into infinity, to repair the damage that's been done. It just goes on and on and on. Cash won't do it. And so I call it the Big Four. You got a guarantee for one thing, just to start off, housing, education, health, and transportation.
Okay.
And you say, well, where's the limit for it? There is no such thing as a limit for it until all the repairs are done, meaning you replace the entire system of white supremacy with a system of justice. That's the repair job.
In every area.
Right, in all nine areas of activity. You've got to very meticulously and on an ongoing basis.
Yes, sir.
Go through every area of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war, and repair all of the damage that's been done in all of those areas of activity.
Yes,
and
sir.
You can do that through a system of justice and correctness, and then institutionalize, in my opinion, universal man and universal woman, something we have never had among any people. That is, people who are in perfect tune with the best that there is with the entire universe. Should be the aim.
Mm-hmm.
That's the repair job.
You said institutionalize them? What do you mean by that?
What I mean by what?
Institutionalize.
Institutionalize universal man and universal woman.
Yeah.
Which means, and they're described in the textbook for victims of white supremacy, what some characteristics of them.
Okay.
First of all, people who do not tolerate lies.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
That's number one. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the white supremacists, they thrive on lies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Deception. Fooling people. Tricking people into doing all kind of stupid stuff.
Yes, sir.
And whatnot. And tell them that it's progress. They got all kinds of scenarios for just ruining people, particularly in their minds. People of color. And in the process, ruining their own minds. That's why the world is in such a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have been able to produce all kinds of technology, but the technology that they produce hasn't kept up with behavioral intent, correct intent. People getting along with each other. And right now, they're making movies and glorifying movies doing what? Destruction. Destruction.
Yes, sir.
Destruction. I'm not going to name some of the popular stuff that they have out here right now. Recently, they have something called blockbuster movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just look at them. You see people doing what in them? Tearing up things.
Yeah, killing.
mass killing like you wouldn't believe. Using all that fine technology to spread that message and then wonder why homeboy is riding around drive-by shooting all day.
Hold that thought, Mr. Fuller, and we'll come back to that. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Mr. Fuller finish his thought, particularly those drive-bys. And also more questions, an abortion question coming up, and also more of your phone calls. All that and more next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thank you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
100 Black Women Columbus. Gas, Eggs, and Friends, Saturday, May the 11th at the Boathouse Restaurant, hosted by TalkTainment Radio's Kahari Inaharo, featuring Bobby Floyd, Mark Hampton, Derek Norris, Lisa Griffin, Darshall Williams, Dean Sims, Kristen Bynum, and Deja Mitchell. For tickets, call 614-572-1310 or go to 100blackwomencolumbus.org.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Inco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linko today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income, and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. This is the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby. And our topic today for Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2019, is what does the code book say? In regards to your questions that you asked Mr. Fuller, either by call-in or Gmail, have you confronted or looked in the code book? He addresses it in or suggested in the 9 different areas of people activity, but have you picked the book up, which he will talk about in about 15 minutes? Have you picked the book up, read it, or addressed your question through his suggestions? That's what our topic is today. What does the code book have to, what does the code book say? Mr. Fuller, you were speaking of drive-by shootings as an example in the institutionalized persons or men and women so that we can stay away from lying and all different types of things that are going to be anti-productive. Would you like to continue that thought or go on to another question?
Well, I was just thinking during the break that if a person wants to start off saying, you know, because people want to get to the to-do part, Fuller, what do you do? You keep talking and talking about this and that and whatnot, and you talk about some code, and you say the code tells you what to do, make some suggestions. Well, what are some of the core suggestions, Fuller? That's what I would ask myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying right there on page 60, starting on page 60, your time and energy. It's just 4 things. And if you concentrate on those 4 things, you'll never be off course, because that capsulizes the entire book on everything that's in there, everything that's said about anything.
So, under
even
economics.
Reading the book, I mean, if a person just familiarize themselves with just page 60, and starting with page 60.
In the revised, expanded edition. Yeah.
In the revised, expanded edition.
Yes, okay.
And it starts on page 58 in the 1984 edition. And just go to the time and energy. That's under economics.
Yes.
Right. And it says it's just got four things there. And if you're doing those four things, one of those four things, you're always on course. It's impossible to get lost. And that's code. That's hardcore code.
Okay.
I mean, for every non-white person on the planet, if you find yourself doing one of those four things, there are suggestions about what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing one of those four things, you are always on course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just four things.
That's it. Okay.
Okay. And then if you want to elaborate and think in terms of the far future or the immediate future, if you can make it that, and some suggestions, and these are just some suggestions. They don't in any way cover everything. Covering everything would take a whole nother book or a whole nother library. Because we're talking about universal man and universal woman.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what that would be like. But on page 169 of the revised expanded edition, there's just some basic suggestions, and it says so, some basic suggestions about what a person who wants to be a universal man and or universal woman can do.
I see it, yes. Yes, I see that right there. Some compensatory suggested basic characteristics of universal man.
That's
okay.
169.
Yeah.
Page was,
got it. Okay.
Right. It's just a short list just to start off. These are basic suggestions. And I said a while ago, one of them is don't stay away from saying anything. In fact, practice never saying anything that's not true. And when you're dealing with a suspected white supremacist, you always keep it in mind, and you can let, if you're talking to a white person, if you know them well enough to have what you call as close as you can get to a civilized conversation,
mm-hmm.
you can just make a request that the person never lies to you about anything if they consider themselves trying to help you.
Okay, so don't never lie, period.
Never say anything to mm-hmm. you that is not true. Because if you make that mistake, see, that's why you should, if a white person is talking to a non-white person, if you really want to solve the race problem, you don't make the mistake of doing two things, period. Saying something to a black person, a non-white person, that is not true. That is one of the things that you ask of any white person that you know. You know, and you're all on a first-name basis, supposed to be getting along and all like that. Never under any circumstance say anything to you that is not true. Why? Because according to the code, it keeps you on the racist suspect list forever.
Okay.
Once you say one thing to a black person that's not true, then the other thing is, number two, top of the list, number one and number two, number one is don't say anything that's not true. Number two is don't withhold constructive information. If you have any information that you think will help a black person, make a beeline or get on your phone or tablet or whatever you got, your means of communication, and whatever black person you know that you want to give help to or who you heard needs help, you don't withhold that information. Constructive information. Give them all the information that you possibly have on anything that is of constructive value that you think may be of help to that person.
Okay, Mr. Fuller, regardless if they accept it or reject it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, constructive information.
It's okay.
Something that you know will be of help.
Yes.
You don't withhold it. Be quiet, because the white supremacists withhold constructive information all the time.
Yes.
They tell black people all over the world just enough to carry out the mission.
Yes.
Of supporting white supremacy.
Yes. The reason why I
and
said...
they withhold all other information, anything that's going to help that black person.
Yes.
To, first of all, not be beholden to anybody who practices white supremacy.
And that was the word that I used yesterday, was beholden, because I was in a meeting and I had some information with facts and documented information, but the person rejected it in the sense that, well, that's your opinion, or we have our own beliefs, or something to that effect. And it's true that I believe in what I was saying, but I had facts to back whatever statement up, because I said it's either true or not true. But they said, well, that's basically your opinion. But my opinion was based on fact. But anyway, that's why I asked you that. I found that even if you tell them that, Mr. Fuller.
Oh, sure. That's how you reveal intent. And so that's why it's important to codify that.
Yes.
And when they start doing that, any white person who say they have goodwill and all like that, and they're withholding constructive information, and you find out that they withheld that information
yes.
from you, they gave all that information, that constructive information, to a white person, and they didn't give it to you, they stay on the racist suspect list forever.
I got that.
They don't
ever
get off of it.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And this has got to be codified and be spread all over the world.
Yes, sir.
Don't withhold. If you're talking to a black person, if you think that you got to withhold some constructive information, or if you think you got to lie to that black person, you run. You run from the person.
Mm.
So you don't have to do that.
Yes. Okay.
Even if the person is wondering why you're running. I mean, because they say, hey, I got this constructive information, and I'm looking at this black person. I know this black person needs it. I can't let this black person see me nowhere in his or her vicinity, because I'm supposed to be giving them constructive information
the
time, all the information, every bit of it, and I am never supposed to tell a lie.
Okay. Got it, Mr. Fuller. Caller, before I get to you, would you please turn your radio down? Mr. Fuller, let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Our topic today is, what does the code book say concerning the question that you are going to ask? But before we get to that, this is the time where Mr. Fuller is going to briefly talk about his book, and then we'll get to your phone call. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
Yes, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook, and then a compensatory counterweights word guide that's an addition to the basic textbook, but I recommend that you get the revised expanded edition 2016. That's the updated edition of the 1984 edition, even though the 1984 edition is still available. Some people want it, and that's why I put it back up there. But what is in the revised expanded edition covers also in depth what is in the 1984 edition, but for some reason some people have said that they find the 1984 edition easier to understand, and so I apologize if my writing is that erroneous or hasn't improved but went backwards, if it has that effect on some people. But go to producejustice.com, and the book is designed to help the individual person who considers him or herself a victim of the system of white supremacy, and is segmented into 9 areas of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And that just about covers just about everything that people are engaged in at any given moment throughout the entire planet called Earth. And it's supposed to make suggestions about what to do about solving problems in all of these areas of activity directed to the individual person, meaning you shouldn't have to go and check with somebody, some other black person, or go to a meeting. I mean, you can meet with yourself just by going to the book and taking suggestions from the book. and then embellish those suggestions yourself. I mean, you got to tweak them, because these are just broad suggestions, some of them. Some of them are very specific, some of them are not. So those that are not specific to your particular circumstances, then you tailor it to make your own code to fit your own circumstances, and get in the habit of codifying everything as a part of the code itself. But go to producejustice.com.
Okay. Producejustice.com. Okay, Wednesday, April the 17th, 2019, and we're talking about what does the code book have to say to your specific question. Okay, let's take the caller. Okay, caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning, brothers. I just want to have a comment and a question. I think that Mr. Fuller's book should be like on the New York Times bestsellers list, and I think that people should constructively come up with a way to make this happen. It's been out for a while, and this is his ideology is just amazing, in my opinion. It's even more something we as black people need. Is more of a logical approach, as opposed to waiting on what can come from the sky to say this is something that's like there for us. But I want to ask Mr. Fuller, my question is that, like, looking at the legacy of Nipsey Hussle, should successful black people go or move back into their communities and to try to do things there?
Wait a minute. I lost that question.
He said, should successful... Yes. I'm sorry, go ahead, caller.
Oh, okay. I was to summarize it, I was just saying, should if a black person is successful and looking at a person like Nipsey Hussle, who tried to go back in his community, and even himself, he's selling books, and, you know, you're trying to help black people in the same way. What do you think? Should black people do that? Should that be the goals of all black people, to try to be that way? Or do you see where it's profitable or, you know, worth the effort?
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
Oh, yes. But see, you have to codify your approach to any black person. And that is, for one thing, you can't get in an argument with black people, period. I mean, we got to stop arguing. The minute the argument stops, starts, according to the code, then you say, I will talk to you some other time, you know, brother or sister or whomever you're talking to, and you always have something else to do once the argument starts. All right? Do not feed that argument, because that's going to... Black people, we go at each other. We do not do togetherness very well at all. We have to admit that. Because we have been loaded with poison, and all of us have been affected by that poison. This is important to remember. I mean, super over the top important. We all carry poison. It varies in degrees in different parts of the world, but Rwanda shows it. Every neighborhood where you find black people clustered together. It is pure poison all over that place. I mean, you name it. It's poison. I mean, and we cannot even speak to each other for 15 minutes without that poison coming to the surface.
Yes, sir.
Particularly in the northwestern hemisphere. I mean, I hear people outside my window on a Saturday night, and I've heard it all of my existence on this planet. And sometimes just talking on the phone, people just passing by the building. All right? And what do I hear? I can recognize sometimes what we call a black voice, and it's practically screaming and yelling. Every type of curse word that you can possibly think of in the English language, and most likely, for sure, talking to another black person, because that's how we communicate, and talking about what we are going to kick when I see you next time. All right, you better not be there when I get there. I mean, you can believe that. Yeah, now you be there when I get there, because I'm on my way over there right now, and I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna show you what I'm gonna do. I'm tired of telling you. Now that's the kind of conversations you hear. You hear just walking down a sidewalk. I mean, we are some kind of loaded with hostility, like you wouldn't believe. I mean, you can feel it, and you can get around 10 black people, and you can almost feel it coming. You can almost feel it coming.
Can I ask you another question kind of attached to that same mindset? Like, Are we asking for unrealistic things? Because the way we talk to each other, I mean, we say the N-word to each other more than here.
Our whole position is even when we're joking around, is hostile. Hostility. Now, every now and then, we'll kind of, you know, have a facade of kind of breaking that up into a whole bunch of high fives and hugs, which is 99% phony, all right? Because right behind it is going to be the pop of the 9mm. That is our Bible. And if not that, some type of dagger recently been using a lot of knives because gunplay gets you deeper into trouble with the white supremacists. All right? We know we got the answer to the white supremacists even when we slaughter each other. I don't care whether it's in the Congo or Rwanda or South Central or South Side Chicago or Washington, D.C., anywhere, okay, where you have black people, you have that built-in hostility. Man, I'll kill you. Don't you know I'll kill you? Don't you understand that I kill you? You keep on running your mouth. I'll kill you. I can kill you.
Yeah.
And I'll settle with the consequences later.
To prove what? That you bad?
To prove that I'm a man.
Yeah.
And we are, particularly black males, are a growing number of black females who are trying to be males. Because they'll find out that they have to be just to survive. Act like the males, dress like them, talk like them, get that swag, all of it.
But in the white supremacy system, you said that we are considered as boys.
You can't be a man in the system of white supremacy. That's absolutely impossible. Not Neely Fuller, not a college professor, not anybody. There's no such thing as a black man in the system of white supremacy.
So Neely Fuller is a boy then, right?
Absolutely. Being an old boy, I mean, you know, talking about our elders and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
They're just old boys. All they are in the system of white supremacy. Let the white supremacists come around and see how quick they become, go from man to boy.
Yeah, or how bad you are. I'm bad.
Yeah, how bad they are. How, hey, I don't take no stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You don't take no stuff? I mean, when the white supremacists come around, you don't take no stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't survive without them. They let you breathe, mister. Stop lying to yourself and stop trying to prove it to the boys in the hood.
Yeah.
Because when boss man show up, or boss woman, okay, because, oh yeah, you can push the white woman around when ain't nobody looking. But the white supremacists get on your tail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to be, yes, master, no, master, maybe so, Buona. Cut me a little slack, Buona. Don't send me back to the prison again. Don't lynch me again. Don't do this again and again and again like you did my grandmama. Oh, no. See, all the facade, all of the nonsense goes out the window when master comes around.
He'll show you how bad you really are.
Every black professor, every black guy hanging out on the street selling drugs, we all know this. But our biggest problem is we keep lying to ourselves about how powerful we are and how great we are because we built the pyramids. That won't go get you not one dime worth of nothing in 2019.
Wow. You blew it up there, Mr. Fuller. You really blew that up. Yeah, I'm bad. Yeah, I've heard that many times. Yeah, I'm bad. Yeah,
and we use the word bad for good.
Yeah, he shows you how bad you really are.
and it don't take but 5 minutes.
Maybe not that long. Right. Hey, listen here. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. For all my listeners, all Mr. Fuller's listeners, excuse me, to make sure you stay tuned for the second hour, which will commence when the music stops. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.